Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Hello and welcome to the ID the Future podcast. I'm Casey Luskin. And on this podcast, we have a special news alert for our listeners as Discovery Institute has sued the California Science Center for suppressing public documents showing viewpoint discrimination against intelligent design. Discovery Institute has filed a lawsuit against the California Science Center for unlawfully refusing to disclose public documents requested by Discovery Institute under the California Public Records Act. Discovery Institute filed the public documents request on October 9, 2009, following the California Science Center's October 6, 2009, cancellation of a contract with the American Freedom Alliance to screen a pro-intelligent design video, Darwin's Dilemma, at the center's IMAX Theater on October 25th. On November 2nd, the California Science Center responded to our request and released 44 pages of documents claiming to have disclosed, quote, all documents, unquote, and that, quote, no documents have been withheld, unquote, apart from a few email addresses that were redacted. California Science Center's claims are not true, and we know for a fact that email communications exist, including communications with the Smithsonian Institution, that should have been disclosed in response to our public documents request. But they weren't, showing a clear violation of California's Public Records Act. Specifically, the California Science Center withheld public communications by decision-makers who canceled the contract with the American Freedom Alliance. We believe the reason the California Science Center withheld these public documents is simple. The emails show evidence of discrimination against the pro-intelligent design viewpoint. Discovery Institute's lawsuit follows a separate lawsuit filed against the California Science Center by the American Freedom Alliance for canceling its contract to show the pro-intelligent design video. We also have evidence that the California Science Center had written communications with the Smithsonian Institution expressing angst over the American Freedom Alliance's pro-intelligent design event. Yet not a single email, letter, or other document disclosed by the California Science Center mentions the Smithsonian, even though our public documents request specifically asked for documents referencing the Smithsonian. The California Public Records Act guarantees the public, quote, access to information concerning the conduct of the people's business is a fundamental and necessary right, unquote. If the California Science Center wrongfully refused to disclose certain now-known public documents, how many other public documents remain to be uncovered that evidence the California Science Center's viewpoint discrimination? We hope this lawsuit will answer that question. The lawsuit was filed in State Superior Court in Los Angeles County, docket number BS123905. Stay tuned to ID the Future and Evolution News for more updates on this lawsuit. I'm Casey Luskin with the ID the Future podcast. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2008. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.